From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. For another day, no new positive cases of coronavirus in Humboldt County. The total number of positive cases now 52, total number of hospitalizations 3. 50 people have recovered. Well, if residents stay at home, Humboldt County would reach a peak in cases of hospitalized coronavirus patients sometime in December. That's according to a new model developed by the county. According to the Redwood Times, county officials say that businesses will be allowed to open back up in gradual steps. In a scenario where everything opened back up at the start of May, 5 to 6 times more people would die from the virus, according to the county's models. The North Coast Small Business Development Center is holding an employee layoff help event for employees in Humboldt County who have been or will be laid off. Normally, those layoff help events are done on site in a single company with a group of employees facing layoffs. Humboldt employees can get online together for a briefing about the help available for you if you're facing layoffs or have been laid off. North Coast SBDC, the Smart Center, Humboldt's Local Economic Development Department, Humboldt Department of Health and Human Services, and a financial advisor from Coast Central Community Credit Union will guide you through financial help, food and income help, job search and retraining help, and more. You have to register, though, by 9 this morning. All participants will receive Zoom meeting links shortly after 9 a.m., by or before that today. Well, the Hoopa Valley Tribe is now holding a supply of COVID-19 rapid testing kits available at the medical center, allowing care providers to get results in less than 15 minutes. Now, these testing kits produced by Abbott Laboratories and distributed by the federal government have been in extremely short supply across the country, and the medical center in Hoopa appears to be the first facility in the country to receive them. Hoopa Valley Tribal Chairman Byron Nelson Jr. telling Lost Coast Outpost that he advocated for tribal access to the kits during a recent conference call between representatives of more than 600 Native American tribes and officials from the Federal Indian Health Service. The Arcata Bay Oyster Festival is postponed tentatively until later on in the summer. Organizers are waiting for the direction from the federal government and will update as soon as they have a clear direction. They're urging those interested to check back in June for more information. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.